Now, coming back to the Games Jam, which was in Luton 10 days or so ago, and you've described to us how you were given 48 hours to create a game from scratch. You'd already spoken to people through various forums and got your team together. What was the brief you were given?
All we were told was literally it was going to be quite a simple idea, and it wasn't until the 6 o'clock on the Friday we were given the theme, and it was going to be a general theme, and when the theme announced, it was Sherlock Holmes.
And how clued up were you as a team on the exploits of Sherlock Holmes and 22B Baker Street?
Very little. It turned out we didn't really know much at all, so it was kind of the designer's role to go forth and find something which we could use and then implement that into a game.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously time's at the essence, so you can't spend lots of time going through reading the books. So it was a case of finding a short synopsis about one of the stories and using that to then make a game. That was the kind of our thoughts of the best way of going about creating a game.
So talk us through the 48-hour timeline, if you like, from being given the theme of Sherlock Holmes. What happened next?
We got given the theme then. We then went in with our teams to basically have a big brainstorming meeting where we basically had Sherlock Holmes, middle of a big whiteboard, and we wrote down ideas and things related to it, what aspects could be in the game, what would make it a game, and what would bring that together then into something that would be enjoyable and that was achievable within the 48 hours. One of the main things was obviously you've got to keep it simple, otherwise you're just going to end up with part of a game that's just not playable.
Mm-hmm.
So trying to make it as playable as possible within that time and making it resemble a game.
And when did you start seeing it become the game you anticipated?
Probably about, we had a kind of, it was very sketchy right up until kind of Sunday morning. It was just bits and bobs. We had a cut-off point which had kind of been set for about 10 o'clock on Sunday morning, where it's kind of stop putting new stuff in and start to polish it and make it a game.
Mm-hmm.
At that time I sat down with Andrew, one of our developers, and we just literally started working on the game to try and make it playable and flow properly, introduction like tutorials and how to play the game and bringing it all together basically.
And very little sleep was achieved through
yes.
this. Obviously time is the essence, so what kept you going? We're going to be talking about comfort foods later on. What was fueling you for the weekend?
It was energy drinks enough to make you sick,
mm-hmm.
kind of thing. And then it's just kind of natural things like bananas. Yeah, adrenaline. You kind of got to a stage where, I know personally, where you felt tired, but you weren't getting any more tired. So you just kept keep on going. When my head hit the pillow at 7 o'clock on kind of Sunday after the period, I was lights out, 12 hours gone. But up until that period, you didn't really get any worse. You knew you were tired. Your body was saying you were tired, but you just kind of kept going because you were so involved in creating the game and seeing it through to the end.
Now, what I want to know, with 100 plus people involved with this jam, what happened with the finished products, with the games?
All the finished games have been now released. You can download them from www.traintogame.com. There's a link on there where you can download all games, and it's rated and how they placed at the end of it, and what they were made in, who made them and everything like that, with mm-hmm. little screenshots, so you can go and try to make yourselves.
And what sort of feedback have you had on your Sherlock Holmes creation?
Pretty positive feedback. A lot of people said it looks very nice. We got some interesting ideas into it. We're actually working on it still at the moment, because that's past now, because we still stay in contact. We're working on finishing it off.
Mm.
So hopefully we'll have a properly finished game at the end of it, where we've had a chance to polish it, put in sound and things like that. So
yeah.
At the end of it.
Well, that 48-hour window kind of gives me the impression of a gaming MasterChef. Complete pressure, producing something fantastic at the end, and now you actually have a chance to have had some sleep and take a look back at it again, to be able to fine-tune it and enjoy it for the creation it is.
Yeah, pretty much.
Great story. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you very much.
All the very best in the future. So how long have you got left on the course?
I've probably got at least another year or so left on the course. It depends completely how much I can dedicate to it. I mean, obviously with life and day job as well, it's not the easiest thing, but working away, I should hopefully get through it soon.
Well, stay in touch, because we'd love to hear how
Thank
this pans out. Craig Moore with his story this afternoon here on BBC Radio Oxford.